Gaming Uncensored is brought to you by Colonel Duff. Duff, helping a random handicapped guy in the middle of nowhere. Only on Gaming Uncensored.
Controlling transmission.
Divided by 1,000 miles of barren wasteland, two men mysteriously linked by alien technology on a podcasting mission to boldly deliver video game news and views directly to your brain. This is Gaming Uncensored. Now, your Gaming Uncensored guides, the dynamic duo, the video game gurus, a man on wheels, and a Yeti with a modem, Jamie and Tommy.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. How you doing? My name is Jamie Jordan, and this is a brand new episode of Gaming Uncensored, and we are going at warp speed. And of course, Tommy's sitting over there. What's up, bro?
Not much, man. How you doing?
I'm good. When you tell me food is on the way, that means we got awesome, because no matter what else is going on, you're wrapping this sucker in an hour.
Yeah, we were debating whether or not we had time to do something right before the show started. I said, well, I got food scheduled to get here in an hour. Oh, let's go. So here we are.
We've been doing this long enough, we know.
Yeah.
There are certain things that you can kind of stall, and there are things that you can't. And food is one of those that you can't.
Absolutely. So. 100% right. So, yeah, got food on the way. But before then, we've got a good show for you. Talking lots of comic book stuff today. So both Marvel and DC gaming news. We'll get to both of those here momentarily. DC had a big event yesterday with video game news and movie news and Snyder Cut coming to HBO Max news and all kinds of fun stuff. And so we'll talk about that. We've got a few things about the PlayStation controller as well. Some fun stuff about what the PlayStation 5 controller will be able to do. And we'll see if we get to anything else, including having to have a Facebook account to log into Oculus in the future, which is horrible, just the worst. So, we'll see if we get to that and then a few of the other things. But good stuff today.
So let's not start with that.
Yes,
because I don't really want to be in a bad mood the entire rest of the hour. That's really bad, and I'll tell you how bad I think it is in a little while, but let's not start with that. So I will leave the choice up to you, sir.
I appreciate that. I completely agree. We'll push that off and see if we just conveniently forget it at the end. So go by the show notes, gamingunscensored.com, to see the things we don't get to, and that might be one of them. While you're there, check out the side panel to see the Patreon supporters. Look at that. 3.5 minutes in. That might be a record. Cabbage, Jose, Narc, Duff, Josh, Hector, Spider, Spencer, Kavash, Chad, Zeke, Chris, Brigham, and Sam. Thank you guys, as always, for your support. We appreciate it a ton. If you'd like to follow us on Patreon, support the show, go by gamingunscensored.com, click that Become a Patron link over there on the right-hand side, and we would greatly appreciate it. So
real quick before we jump in, I gotta say I've been a bad show host this week, and I'm not played anything, and all I have to say to you, you're the only person in the world that will understand this, I blame sports. I am neck deep in the NBA playoffs. There's like 6 games on the schedule today, and I'm having a really, really good time. We talked about last week that coronavirus sucks. Yeah, it still sucks.
Yep.
But I dig the bubble.
Yeah, they've done a really good job with that. Kudos to the bubble.
I dig the bubble a lot, and it's crazy because, like, nobody got time to watch 4 games on a Tuesday. I don't even have time to watch 4 games on a Tuesday, but it's fun to have the option.
That's right.
Like, we went how many months with no sports?
Yeah.
And leave it to the NBA to say, hey, here's sports for, like, every day for 4 months solid, yeah, which is fantastic.
And really doing it well. Again, kudos to the NBA on the bubble. The bubble has worked. The bubble seems to be a good idea. Baseball's still making it. it's not given up yet. It's been a rocky start to this short, weird baseball season. But they're still going.
Have the Cardinals played 10 games yet? Because that was the thing. Like, I think last time I looked, they were up to like 7 games, and that's all they played.
Yeah, they kind of fell off a cliff. They were the second team to get locked down. The Marlins did before that, I believe. And yeah, I can't keep up with. I don't know. I've been watching the Astros, and aside from that, like, it's just all such a mess that I'm just like, whatever, screw it. You know, like, I've got my little, like, satisfaction for my baseball itch. I don't need to get caught up in all the stupidity of it all. So between having NBA playoff basketball in a bubble and Astros playing here and there, sports are better now than they usually are in August for me, honestly. You know, like, right. I mean, baseball is usually good around this point, but you don't have basketball still going on. You don't have football started up yet. And so having playoff basketball happening right now, well, as, you know, March through July sucked. Right now is really fun sports time.
Well, let me just say this. I know basketball is not really your thing, but I also know that you love the playoffs. Everybody loves the playoffs.
Sure.
If you're not watching the playoffs this year, the playoffs, because of the way they're having to do this thing, have been exceptionally good so far. They're really good. Lots of high scores. Lots of really competitive stuff. And I'm going to say something you've never heard me say in the 15 years of this show. I think I've got Toronto.
Nice.
I think Toronto's going to repeat.
That's a big prediction right there. I like it.
Charles Barkley level predicting right there. That's what that is. But man, Toronto's good. Toronto's just running over people.
Yeah.
And it's fun to watch.
Fair enough. I've played a bit of a sports video game this week, believe it or not. I'll mention it. I played a couple of things, so I'll mention a couple of things I've played. One will transition us into our discussion around comic book stuff. But just today, just looking through stuff, a story that I don't think we even have in the show notes, but worth mentioning here. EA has rebranded their online services to EA Play. Okay, right. Whatever makes sense. And so it's still Origin. Like, Origin is still the app on the PC, but the service is EA Play. So you play EA Play on Origin, which is confusing, and I think they'll probably get rid of that soon enough or whatever. But anyway, but in that, they've done some upgrades as well, at least as far as I know. These are new features. So if you have the basic EA Play plan now, what used to be Origin Access, not the Plus or the Pro or whatever the main subscription is called. Now it's EA Play and EA Play Pro. And so if you have just the base level subscription, the $5 a month or whatever it is, you get access to new games for 10 hours of gameplay. And so, like, if you have the Pro, you just get unlimited access, like, you know, Game Pass or whatever else. But if you just have the basic account, you get 10 hours of that game. And so, like, Madden 21 is up there now. And I'm probably not going to honestly play any more than 10 hours of Madden 21, you know? Like, that's going to give me my feel of Madden for my kind of annual check-in on how Madden is going. So I downloaded Madden on my PC this morning, which is a bizarre thing to be playing Madden on PC, but have an Xbox controller plugged in, and it works great. So I've played just a little bit of Madden, which I dig because it's part of the subscription I already have, and I have access to it for 10 hours of game time. So
that is something that they started with Andromeda. That's how I started playing Andromeda.
Yeah.
And that was, you got 10 hours free. We talked about it on the show. And so now they're doing that with everything.
That's my understanding.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah. It's super
huge
cool.
Huge deal.
Yeah, I love it. And again, it's one of those subscriptions we've been paying for EA for 3 or 4 years now. Kind of like, whatever, it's so cheap, why not? You know, it's $30 a year, whatever it's been, you know. It's just, it's nothing. And so, and there's, you know, a handful of good games. And I've played some other stuff off of Origin that I've enjoyed. I hate the app, but the games are
good. Yeah, it sucks.
And so having access to those games is great. But now having access to new games on it is even better. And so, and then of course, if you decide to buy the game or upgrade to EA Pro, you get to keep all of your progress in the game that you make during that 10 hours, which is obvious. Like, you got to do that, but it's nice. It's a must, but it's nice. So anyway, I played a little bit of Madden, and then I've played a few things off of Game Pass, because Game Pass has just put out a ton of software over the past couple of weeks. It's just like mind-blowing stuff. I'll mention the one that I've spent the most time in is the new Microsoft Flight Simulator, which,
ooh, I was gonna ask.
It's not a game I'd ever pay for, right? I've you know, toyed around with Flight Sim many years. I don't know how long it's been since a Flight Sim came out, you know. It's been a long time since I toyed around with Flight Sim a little bit. And it's, you know, it's not really my thing, but it's kind of my thing. Like, it's you know, it's kind of like that Gran Turismo or Forza thing, which by the way, I tried out Forza on Game Pass as well, because why not? It's there, and so I was like, hey, I'll play a little bit of Forza, and it was fine. It's not my thing, you know. Like, it reaffirmed that to me, that I was like, okay, cool, it's Forza. I kind of remember what this is, and it's not really my thing. Flight Sim is a little bit more my thing, because I'm more interested in flying than I am in driving, if that makes sense. Like, I know how to drive in real life, and so, like, a driving sim isn't as, like, interesting to me as a flight sim is. That's something I don't know how to do in real life, but I would love to do in real life, and so it just gets your interest going. And so, anyway, I've spent, you know, a little bit, not tons of time in that, but enough to have some fun flying around different places, learning how to fly a plane. First of all, you have to go through all the work to learn how to fly. And then after that, like flying around my neighborhood in Dallas and, you know, like, uh-huh, there's my house, kind of flying over my house and doing silly stuff like that. And then going to some cool places in the world. So I did a big flight like across Chile, and that was super fun. You know, it's just super random. Just like, hey, look at the scenery. It's chill. That's what I'm like. Once you get flying, it's not a lot of work. And I've got it where, like, all the settings are super easy, so I can, like, not be paying full attention and also not crash.
You got the easy button. I love it.
Yeah, because all I'm looking for is like, to be chill and to be, like, scenery. You know, like, I'm just looking for this kind of vibey thing to do in the background. I'm not looking to be, like, a hardcore flight sim thing. I don't have a stick. I'm not, like, I'm playing with, again, with an Xbox controller that, like, my left analog stick's a little bit jacked, and so my plane always lists to the left a little bit, which is fun. So, like, I have to compensate for that as I'm flying. But outside of that, like, it's just like, ooh, pretty scenery, you know? And it's super cool. Like, it's just this chill thing. Like, while I'm working, I just, like, have it on, and I can just click over to it and, like, just fly for a little while and go, okay, yeah, that kind of reset my mind. I feel good. And that's a game. I bring all this up to say that's a game that I wouldn't ever touch if it wasn't for Game Pass, you know? And it's not a game that I'm probably going to be playing in 2 or 3 weeks, you know? It's just, I'm not that into it. But I'm enough into it right now that I'm like, oh, cool, I've got that. And it's accessible to me, and it's kind of interesting and fun. And so that's what I really, really love about Game Pass right now, is they've just got a lot of those kind of titles. They also have Battletoads just hit Game Pass, which is, woo-hoo, awesome. And so we'll have to pick up Battletoads pretty soon. And Resident Evil 7 is coming to Game Pass shortly on PC. So
that's cool. It. I have no excuse not to play it.
Yep. There it is. And so, yeah.
Okay, so you don't know this about me. I don't think we've ever discussed this in the many, 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 many years that we've been together. But I used to be a massive, not necessarily sim, but I used to be a massive flight geek. If I could find a game with a plane in it, I would play it. I put hours and hours and hours into Top Gun titles on, like, a Pentium 120.
Yeah.
I played a ton of F-22 Interceptor. I don't know if you remember that. on the console, nope. But that was a big one on the Genesis. I played a ton of Tomcat Alley on the Sega CD. Like I loved that stuff, and I still do. And one of my favorite, I think you do know this, one of my favorite things in the world is to fly.
Yeah.
I despise flying commercial. But if somebody says, yo, I've got a plane, you want to go up? My answer is always yes. So much so that a few years ago, a cousin of mine built a plane from a kit. And said, do you want to go up? And I'm like, absolutely, I want to go up.
No joke.
Freaking thing didn't even have doors. And my parents are looking at me going, are you sure? And I'm like, absolutely. Yeah, I'll do that. So, yeah, if it got wings, I want in it.
That's awesome. I dig that.
I'm a huge, huge fan of the aviation thing. And that's why I'm kind of bummed out that Maverick got moved to 2021.
Yeah.
Because all of this is Tom Cruise's fault. Like, all of this is Tom Cruise's fault. He did this with that movie. And I'm that guy that's not happy unless I'm going Mach 2 with my hair on fire. So it's just like I am kind of bummed out that got moved, but I love that stuff. I really do.
Yeah, that's totally fair. You would dig Flight Sim. You should try it out. Again, it's on Game Pass, so why not? Warning, if you decide to download it, the download is like nothing, and then it has a 90 gig update. Because that's what, like, you know, like I download stuff on Game Pass or, you know, Origin or whatever all the time, or Steam, and I just click download and then I just minimize it, you know, and I'm like, I'll come back to that in, you know, 15 or 20 minutes, you know, whenever the game's downloaded. And so I did that, and I came back, you know, like 5 minutes later, and I clicked on it, and it was done. I was like, oh, wow, that's crazy. You know, like, that was really fast. I thought it would be bigger than that, you know? And so I click play, and it pops up this thing. It's like, update downloading, 90-whatever gigs remaining. I'm like, ah. Like, that makes more sense. So be warned, if you do download it, it is deceptive in its first download. It's the second download that gets you.
Okay, so a couple things on that. I have a hard drive sitting in my room that has been needing to be installed for like the last four times that you've been here. Now I desperately need that space.
Yeah.
Like, I'm running out of space. Not actually running out of space, but I'm having to juggle.
Sure.
And I'm doing a lot of juggling. And I am currently saving space for the Outer Worlds, which the new update to that comes out in just a few days. That's the one that I'm eagerly awaiting on the Game Pass. Is that one?
Yeah.
Because I played the Outer Worlds to the end. Did you finish that?
No, I haven't got back to it yet. I need to. It's also installed on Game Pass on my computer. I've played, you know, 10 hours of it or whatever. So, yeah, I need to get back into it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. That's the one I'm waiting on. And apparently there's a whole lot of other stuff right now that I need to go check out. I need more hard drive space and I need time.
Yeah.
I need lots and lots of time. So if you want to pay us to do this show full time, we say it all the time, I'll say it again. Somebody give us bags of money and we'll do this show full time.
Yep.
It's that simple. We need bags of money and we will totally do it.
Yep. For sure. So, with that said, the other thing I've played, and this will get us into our news and discussion such for this week, is the Avengers beta is on Steam right now, and so you can go download that and play around with that. And so I thought, hey, if it's here, or we've been talking about it, might as well download it, play it, see how it goes. And so I'm kind of happy to say it's not awful. It's like I've had a decent good time playing the Avengers game, which I wasn't super anticipating. So a couple things on that. First of all, it's obviously a beta. And so, you know, go in with that caveat. And already my expectations for the thing were so ridiculously low that it didn't have to do much for me to go, okay, it's better than I thought it was going to be. So between it being a beta and my expectations being so low, it's actually turned out to be pretty fun. But comparing it to The Last of Us, which is the thing that I've been most prominently playing, that's, you know, such a polished, such a well put together, such a tight game. The Avengers game is not that. It is very much an arcadey beat 'em up, like that's just kind of dumb fun. It is not tight. It is right now really rough around the edges, just simple things like some of the animations, like just navigating the world feels clunky, and that stuff is hopefully stuff that they can refine before the actual release of the game. But it's very noticeable right now that it's just not a finished game. But that said, playing as the Avengers, so you start with what we saw at E3 last year at the Avengers Day that gets interrupted, and so you get to play as like each character in that little sequence as it goes through it. And so that gives you a little taste of kind of how each character plays. And then you go into some story after that. There's a, you know, kind of the fallout of what happens at Avengers Day. And then you play through a segment as the Hulk primarily, which is a really good call on their part because the Hulk is really rewarding to play as because you just like pick up enemies and slam them around and you feel pretty invincible. I didn't die until I got to the very end of the beta. It feels really good to just pick up dudes and like slam them into each other and throw them into walls and Hulk smash and all that fun stuff. And so it was wise of them to pick a character that's kind of rewarding in that way. But that's who you play mostly as through the section that I've played through it. I think I'm at the end. I haven't actually verified that. But anyway, all that to say, it's button mashing. It's not a lot of, like, also playing other combat games, action games that are a lot more skill-based. This isn't as much a skill-based game. There's a little bit to it. There's a little bit of dodging and parrying you can do, but it's not like you can also just button mash, which again, playing as the Hulk, I just button mash for the most part. But it's fun button mashing. It feels good button mashing. And I'm not going to pay money for it outside of a subscription that I'm already paying for, you know, but like when it pops up on one of these subscription services, I'll probably play it some more because it's actually kind of fun.
Here's what I'm interested in. I have not downloaded it because I know it would suck on mouse and keyboard. And yeah. Even though I have the accessibility controller in my house, it's not the easiest thing in the world for me to plug that thing in and get everything set up. So what I'm excited about on this, I've been eagerly watching what you and Sam and other people have to say. Because I think the next time I see you, this is probably going to be a pretty fun co-op.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's exactly that. I think it's something that we'll really just enjoy playing together as kind of stupid fun. And that we'll play through it once and be done with it. And it's not a game we're probably going to talk about much into the future. But we'll have had a really good time playing through it that one time. Which, again, is
in the same room, by the way.
Yes, which will make it much more fun. But which, again, is more than I was anticipating from this game. And so in that way, like, it's already exceeded my expectations because I kind of thought, you know, whatever. And of note, like, I still don't understand exactly what, like, they're talking about the game being because it always had this, like, it's kind of like Destiny but Marvel. And it doesn't feel that way at all. Like, it's very linear, like, you know, beat 'em up kind of thing, whatever, which is fun. But with that said, like the characters are so much so important for the story. The Spider-Man thing on PlayStation 4 is decently significant, just insofar as it's also going to just mean more content. Like you can't just interchange characters with at least the part of the game that I've seen. You know, like it's very much you're playing as the Hulk during this section because this section of the game is about the Hulk. And there may be places in the game where they're interchangeable and you get to choose who you play as. But if they do that same thing where Spider-Man has a section of the game, like you'll play as Spider-Man for a while, you know? And so not only is it a character that the PlayStation gets, but theoretically, it's going to be additional content too. And so it's a little bit more significant than I thought it was before. I still think it's relatively whatever. But also, like, it showing up on PlayStation Plus as a free game is probably the most distant place it's going to show up on a game, a free game service, you know, or on a subscription service, not a free game service, but a subscription service. So I'm much more likely to probably not play it on PlayStation because I'm just going to play it on whatever subscription service gives it to me for free first.
So, couple of things on this. We don't have time to go off the rails, but I'm going to anyway. When we were growing up, we spent a lot of time in the arcade.
Yes.
And one game that I remember in the arcade when we were growing up was the Avengers game. And seeing you guys talk about this kind of reminded me of that, because that's what that was the beat-em-up.
Yeah.
And it was fun because you're playing as all the Avengers. I'm more and more positive about this being a fun Jamie and Tommy wild drinking type experience, because like it's gonna be a lot of fun. I assume it's gonna have co-op. We haven't verified that.
Yeah, it's gonna have some. I don't know if it's gonna have like in person split screen co-op or whatever. Something. You're gonna get to play this game together some capacity.
Right, and that's the way I want to play it. Like, I'm not enough into, because this is not MCU, I'm not enough into this to play through it on my own. Like, I just don't care.
Yes.
Yep. I'm going to go play The Outer Worlds, and then I'm going to play Cyberpunk, and this is not going to fit into what I'm doing, unless you are in the building and there's probably some alcohol. So I feel better about it right now than I ever thought I would, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I do too. Which is good. I'm excited about that. As much as we've been poo-pooing on this game for the past year or so, it's nice to actually get a little bit of hands-on experience with it and go, oh, maybe it's not going to be as bad as it seemed like it's going to be. And I'm pumped about that. So if we eat crow because a game we thought was going to be bad ends up being good, that's the best kind of crow to eat, in my opinion. So.
Well, hey, we eat crow on the show anyway. At least we have a good reason.
That's right.
I mean, yeah.
So that said, let's talk about the other side of the comic book world, where we got two new game announcements. We've got them a while back, but we saw trailers and gameplay and such for them. Yesterday, DC had their FanDom event, of which had lots of announcements, two video games, a trailer for the new Robert Pattinson Batman, The Batman, and the official announcement of the Snyder Cut of Justice League coming to HBO Max as a four-episode miniseries, which is cool. We'll see. Maybe it sucks more. I don't know, but it'll be fun. All that said, we're obviously going to focus on the games from that. So we've got two games from it. Fascinatingly enough, one is from Rocksteady, the other one is from WB Games. Both are, you know, obviously DC Universe, Batman Universe games. Neither one of them is a Batman game. So we already knew about Suicide Squad not being a Batman game, and we knew a lot about the other game, which is Gotham Knights, but we've officially got all the details on that as well. So Gotham Knights, we'll start there, is WB Montreal, is a game where Batman is dead. So at least that's what they're telling you on the front end. We'll see if Batman's actually dead when you play the game. But according to what we've seen, Batman is dead. And so it starts with Bruce Wayne on a video of saying, hey, I'm dead. Here's what you guys need to do. And then it's a game where you play as multiple characters. And so this is a theme. We just talked about the Avengers game where you play as multiple characters. Now, Gotham Knights, you play as Robin, as Batgirl, as Nightwing, and as Red Hood. And so four main protagonists that you're going to go through the game with, each with their own kind of play styles. The story in the show notes kind of explains how each one of them kind of plays. Batgirl's kind of the hacker. Robin is kind of psychological in some of the approach of how they talk about it, whatever. We'll see how it goes. But that you play, you know, again, Batman world, as the kind of sidekicks, which may be cool. I mean, I'm just honestly not as attached to these characters as I am to Batman, obviously.
Okay, so I'm going to be a whole lot more blunt about this. Guys, They're sidekicks. You're giving me a sidekick game.
Yeah.
Like, really? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, we knew this was coming, and so I'm sort of being, you know, Jamie Jordan here. But, I watched the thing. I watched the video. I skimmed the story and watched the video because, you know, you sent the show notes like 2 hours ago. And so I watched the thing, and what I came away from it with was, meh. Like, I'm not really going to play this, I don't think.
Yeah. It's one of those games that I'm going to have to wait and see a little bit more, like when it's either when it's out and there's some reviews or in the lead up to it and some people have got hands on, or if they do a beta with it, which I kind of doubt, but you never know. You could get a little hands on early with it or whatever. Yeah, it's going to take something like that to get me into this. It doesn't scratch that itch in the same way that another Batman game would. And I know we've done a lot of Batman recently with Arkham. Just the thing is, Arkham was, for the most part, really pretty good. I didn't finish them. You know, like I didn't play the last Arkham game. And so it kind of fell off for me. And so maybe I don't need another Arkham game because I didn't play the last one. But there's just something about it being the sidekicks that does feel a little like, eh, okay. And so the gameplay is going to have to be really good. And watching the gameplay, it feels Arkham-ish. Like it seems like it's a little wider angle, which I kind of like. One of the things about Arkham that always drove me nuts is like the camera is right over Batman's shoulder and Batman takes up like a third of the screen. And so you're always like, what's over there? What's around your shoulder, man? So I kind of like the idea of being able to see a little bit more of the world. By the way, I'm sorry, I'm going to go back to Flight Sim really quick because this just made me think of something on Flight Sim. I play Flight Sim in the worst way possible, I'm sure, because I play it as like a third-person camera view. I hate the like in the cockpit view, playing it on my screen because you just can't see anything other than like all the gauges and instruments. And I get like that's the point of it. Like don't flame me because I'm missing the point. I understand that's the point. It's just not the part that I want. I want to see like mountains and trees and forests and rivers and, you know, like I want to see cities and whatever. And you can't see that stuff easily from in the game. And so I always play it in third person, which whatever, I'm stupid. But it would be super cool in VR. It would be freaking
I was gonna
fantastic
say that.
In VR,
yeah.
Which you could then like lean over and look out the window, and I would absolutely dig a first-person flight sim of that level in VR. So, but sorry to go that aside, but just talking about cameras made me think of that with flight sim. Give me some VR flight sim. I'd be all over that.
I actually thought that and didn't say it. I had the thought when you were talking about it. Like, that would be a really great VR title. I know that we now own, both of us own a copy of Elite Dangerous, which is something else that's installed on my system that I haven't touched, which I really need to because I think that's right in my wheelhouse.
Yes.
I know that made you sick in VR, but this would be very interesting.
Yep. Now we're off on a tangent, but I got to tell you this too. So when we were driving over the summer on some of our trips, the sexy sidekick and I both get car sick, and so like neither one of us gets super sick when we drive, but if we're riding, and especially with having a toddler that you constantly have to be like turning around in the car to like deal with, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like if I'm just sitting and looking straight forward in a car, I'm fine. But as soon as I start like reading something or turning around or whatever, it makes me awfully sick. And the sexy sidekick's the same way. And so we're both just kind of miserable because we're just switching off driving and one of us is constantly feeling bad. And so we're looking at like, okay, we can get Dramamine, but Dramamine kind of sucks because it makes you drowsy. And we found these things that were like $10 on Amazon. So they may not work at all, but there's these like little bracelets that put like pressure on your wrists. And I am so pumped to try them in VR. Like, this is like, when I saw them, I was like, oh, this might help with car sickness. Oh, this would be awesome for VR if this works. Like, I didn't care about the car sickness side of it at all at that point. And so I haven't got VR out in a while. But I'm so looking forward to that. And Elite Dangerous is going to be the one that I try it out with, because Elite Dangerous is the thing that I've played that made me the most sick in VR. And yet, it's the thing that, like, I still sometimes think about, like, when I'm falling asleep, of like, oh, man, I kind of want to go back and play Elite Dangerous in VR because it was so stinking cool. So I'm hopeful, like, these stupid little bracelets will help me not get as sick in VR. I'm sure they won't, but it'll be a fun experiment.
Okay, so I have the headset sitting on my table. Do I need to send it back? Because I can do that. I have a theory that I'm going to have a kid in my house in about 2 weeks. Because with this
yeah,
weird school year that we're having, dad's totally like, yeah, you can come here and do your school for here. It'll be awesome. Yeah. So
yeah, I would love to have it. I still have my Vive in my house, and so I can use my Vive until we know for sure what's going on. I do prefer the Oculus Quest though, which is the craziest thing. Like, the controllers are just much better in my opinion. Just the first gen Vive controllers aren't my thing. But even just the convenience of the inside out tracking and everything else, I really dig. But if you're gonna have a kid in your house, we've got other options here, so that's gonna be fun.
I think it's gonna happen, because there's a rumor that she's got to do the first 9 weeks of school online, and of course for us being the slackers that we are, that means free for all. So like, she may come in September and not leave till like Christmas.
That's so totally understandable.
I will let you know what goes on there, but we are rapidly approaching the point, and we've said this multiple times, we're rapidly approaching the point where we're gonna have to have another Oculus, because it's that good.
Yeah.
Like, we just need to spend the money and get another one because they are that good.
Yeah.
And I can't believe that we're saying that. But as far as the tech goes, Oculus won the war, and like, they're like romping over what's left because we love the Quest. It's awesome.
Yeah, and the Oculus Link thing is what takes it over the top, having that functionality to it. Of course, just the standalone headset in itself is appealing, but the fact that you can just use a single USB cable, link it to the PC, and it's still less burdensome than having the multi-cable thing that's on the first-gen Vive. Now, of course, I do have the wireless adapter for the Vive, and so that does help. I've not had as much luck with that as having it hardwired, but maybe try that again, too. And whatever, this isn't a VR show, and so that was an aside, but it would be super cool to play Flight Sim in VR.
I tell you what, this is the ultimate Jamie Jordan trip. Like, you're even doing the Jamie Jordan thing. I love it. Yeah. It's fantastic. And so yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. I will say this: if you decide to pull out Elite Dangerous with your new bracelets, let me know, because it's literally sitting on my system waiting for me to click it.
Yeah.
And that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one that we definitely need to try out together and see that world, especially in VR. So we'll get back to that, and we'll probably have a whole show where we talk about that. So all that said, let's talk about the other DC game from the fan event, which is Suicide Squad, which again we knew about. They gave us the teaser of this a week and a half ago or whatever. Interesting note. Let me mention this really quick. The Gotham Knights game is not in the Arkham universe. It is a different kind of game universe than Arkham, because Batgirl gets injured somehow, paralyzed, I think, in the Arkham games, and obviously here she's fine. So the Gotham Knights game isn't part of the Arkham universe. However, the Suicide Squad game is part of the Arkham universe, and so now we also got like two different like DC game universes happening. That's super confusing. Whatever. Who cares at this point? Suicide Squad, they showed us a trailer. No gameplay of this, and it's not coming till 2022, and so this is a little ways out. And it was what you would expect from a Suicide Squad trailer. I mean, I could almost script this, you know, like it's kind of goofy and funny, and you got Harley Quinn as kind of the star of it, because Harley Quinn is of the Suicide Squad people, the kind of star of it. But you've got Deadshot, Boomerang, and King Shark were the other ones that they showed off there. We'll see who else makes an appearance in there. And Metropolis has been taken over by something, and then at the end you get evil Superman blasting like a pilot or somebody with his ray vision. That's just horrifying. And that's what we got out of it. And it was, you know, it's fun. It's interesting. We know it's coming. It's Rocksteady. And so there's a lot of things like that. But I have no idea really what the game is at this point. Warner Brothers Interactive, who is the publisher, said that it's a, quote, action-adventure shooter with 1-4-player co-op. And so that's the kind of vibe that you can expect from the game, but we haven't seen what that actually looks like in practicality yet.
If you're reading with that, I'm looking at like a 45 on Metacritic right now. I'm not looking forward to this at all. Trying really hard to be positive, but for crying out loud, guys, how many times do I have to say it? If you're going to make a DC game, just make a Harley game and be done with it.
Yeah, I think there's something to that, because, again, I said this is a theme that we see in the Avengers game, the Gotham Knights game, and now Suicide Squad, that it's all these team-based games as opposed to focusing on a character. And of those three, I think, Marvel Universe, you can make compelling games around a lot of the characters, just like they've been able to make compelling movies around a lot of the characters, you know. I don't know if you're going to make a standalone Red Hood game or Robin game or whatever, you know, that's really deep and interesting and compelling. Suicide Squad, you're probably not going to make a Deadshot game, but you could definitely make a Harley Quinn game, and that people would eat that up. And so, yeah, that's the... I feel like all of these games are just going to be like a little ridiculous, like what the Marvels game is, just kind of beat them up, fun, silly stuff, which from the DC side, with the most recent games of that DC world being the Arkham games that were so character driven and really, really good narrative fun, as well as the kind of beat them up fun stuff. I have a hard time seeing the kind of narrative-driven thing existing with these team games that you can change characters at any time on kind of stuff. Like, it just
look, DC is different than Marvel in that the best part of the DC universe at this point, because nobody in their right mind has tried to make a decent Superman game in the last 10 years. If you're not going to make a Superman game, what you got from DC is the villains. Like, the heroes, you got Batman and you got a couple other ones, but let's face it, Batman's pretty much it. The rest of it is the villains. You got the Joker, you got Harley, you got, like, it's all about the villains. You got Lex Luthor, there's a whole list. And it's weird that way, but that's what DC is for me right now. Do you agree?
I do. I think that's really fair. I think that's an interesting... I think Marvel has better heroes, and I think DC has better villains. You know, like, DC world has been Batman or bust for me for the most part, right?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't really care about anybody in the DC world other than Batman. And just never really have. I don't know why. Like, Superman, even when I was a kid, never did that much for me. Justice League was always kind of like whatever. But I love Batman. If I only had one superhero to pick of, like, who I'd want content for, you know, movies, video games, comic books, whatever, it would be Batman. Like, Batman's my favorite, Marvel, DC, whatever. But as a collective, I just like Marvel's heroes overall better. Spider-Man's better than Superman is to me. Or, you know, the X-Men as a collective is better than Justice League is to me. Or, you know, like on and on and on. Like, outside of Batman, DC just isn't as interesting to me. But the villains on the DC side are really, really fun, right? Like, that's the one thing that they do have going for them. And if you could do a really interesting anti-hero kind of game in that, it could be a lot of fun.
I mean, for crying out loud, I can't figure out why somebody's not doing a Joker game.
Yeah.
After the success of the Joker. Yeah, like,
have you seen that,
not?
By the way?
Yes,
I still haven't. I really
need
to
see that. It's fantastic.
This is what I've heard. I need to get to that.
It is. It's fantastic. And I would, if somebody made a Joker game, I would play that.
Yeah, yeah, and that's more interesting, more compelling to me than Suicide Squad. It'll probably be a fun game, and it's Rocksteady who makes good games, and so we have that going for it. But it's just not something I'm like, oh yes, I gotta have a Suicide Squad game, and especially, you know, it's not coming until 2022. They didn't show us any gameplay. There's nothing about this that really got me hyped for it, and so it is what it is, and we'll see what it becomes. But neither of these games am I like, oh, I must have that, you know? Like, both of them are kind of like, we'll see how they go, and maybe we'll play that someday. Maybe not, because there's going to be a billion other really, really good games out there, as there always are, and if they're not really, really good, they're probably not getting my time.
Well, our problem is we've got 8 zillion really, really good games that we're halfway through.
I know.
Like, I'm going through the list today in my head going, okay, we got Horizon, we got Red Dead, we got The Last of Us 2, we got
Final Fantasy. Like,
we got Final Fantasy. We got Ghost of Tsushima that we haven't started that we really need to play.
Yep.
I mean, that's the thing. And I rant and rave about how we need money to do the show full time. It's the only way that we can really get this thing done right. Because, like, the fact that we still have a good 10 hours left on Red Dead is ridiculous.
Oh, we got tons more than that on Red Dead. We've got so far to go. I miss that game so much. I think about it all the time. I want to get back to it. And I'm like, but I got, like, The Last of Us has to get finished first. And I'm taking a break from that right now. We'll talk about some other time. And then Final Fantasy has to get finished because, man, that game's fantastic. And we got to a good point to, like, take a break from it, but that's the next thing I want to get back to. And then, like you said, we want to play Ghost of Tsushima. I don't know where that falls. And Cyberpunk's going to be here before we know it. You know, it's just like, what do we even do? So, yeah, all that said, you have to be a really, really good game right now to get our time, because time is very, very valuable, and there's just too much quality stuff out there. So,
yep.
We'll see what happens. All that said, let's quickly hit a couple other things. I mentioned the PlayStation controller stuff, and so we talked about this a little bit last week about the, like, Xbox One controllers will work on the Series X, and PlayStation 4 controllers aren't going to work because there's new things that you could do with PlayStation 5 controller that developers are wanting to take advantage of, and so we now have, you can go by the show notes and read through all of these. I won't read through all of them. But we have a bunch of developers talking about how they're using the haptic feedback and the adaptive triggers in the controller to change gameplay. And it's honestly, like, it makes me so excited to have a new controller. Like, it really, really sounds great. So I'll give you a couple of them from this blog from PlayStation. The first one is Spider-Man Miles Morales, saying that essentially they're going to use the haptic feedback as kind of a spider sense thing, that because you can isolate the feedback on the controller on either side or different locations, that it's going to, like, buzz, you know, on whatever side, like, an enemy is about to attack you from. And so it's almost going to be another way that you can have a cue of, like, if somebody's behind you or to the side about to attack you, your controller is going to give you that sense through its vibration, which is pretty cool. The This one might be my favorite. This is from the game director of Deathloop, which, by the way, got pushed back until, I think, second quarter of 2021 at this point. We'll see. All games at this point, release dates are best guesses at best. But anyways, it talks about how they're going to use the adaptive triggers to actually block the trigger whenever your weapon jams. So that, like, if you try to shoot, like, the trigger won't work. Like, you won't be able to actually press the trigger, like, until you get your gun unjammed, of a way that the controller is going to tell you that your gun's jammed before even, like, the on-screen animation plays out that shows you that your gun's jammed. And so just the idea...
That's fantastic.
Right? Like, just the idea that your controller is going to do that. I think it's a Ratchet and Clank. I'm just going through these now really quickly. They said that the controller, like, you'll be able to feel from the controller what weapon you're carrying. You won't even, like, you... It, each gun will feel different because of how the triggers work, how the haptic feedback works, and everything else, that, like, you're going to know what weapon that you're dealing with, how the controller feels. And that just is, like, that feels next gen to me, you know? Like, right? Like, the controller should upgrade in a way that's new and different, and that's something that's new and different that we don't really have at this point. You know, some with Rumble, we have a little bit of that, but this is, like, a next level, next generation of a feature that we're familiar with. And it just got me really excited. It just sounds cool. I'm really pumped about that.
That's fantastic. That made my day.
Yeah. yay, next generation. That actually feels like next generation. One more thing that definitely feels like next generation. There's a, this isn't confirmed, but this is a possibility that there's going to be some level of, like, user identification that the controller will be able to do as well. So that, like, if you go to a buddy's house, we do this all the time, and you want to pull up your PlayStation account on, like, his rig, instead of having to go in and do, like, put in your password or whatever else and just being a pain, that the controller will actually be able to recognize you through, you know, whatever means that it does that fingerprint.
Probably fingerprint.
You would think,
word,
but I don't know
yeah.
where that would be exactly. But whatever it is, in some way that it'll have that kind of bio identification of your hand, so that you could just log in with the controller just by, you know, putting your thumb on the, you know, pad of the controller or whatever it is. And that's super cool too. You know, like, again, my phone does that. My phone, you know, when I touch it, knows that I'm touching it and will let me do stuff just with my thumb or with your face now or whatever it is. Having a game controller that kind of has that same sense to it also feels pretty cool.
I like it.
Yeah, me too. A couple other things I'll mention really quick. We'll wrap with the Facebook stuff momentarily, and then the little girl's going to come in and say hi to us in just a little bit as well. So knew you were looking forward to that part. She will officially be here in a moment.
Before we get to her, though, I have to mention about our guys at Warfighter Engage. So let me know when it's a yep. reasonable time to do that, and we'll do that.
For sure. So really quick mention, Ghost of Tsushima. There's a new mode coming to Ghost of Tsushima sometime this fall that's called Legends Mode. That's actually going to be a multiplayer mode, which I don't think anybody knew was happening. And all of a sudden, there's also this multiplayer thing that's actually going to be like... So Ghost of Tsushima, the game, is not fantasy. It's, you know, samurai, but not like magic or whatever. This is going to be more fantasy, more folklore kind of stuff to it. And so you play as these legends that it talks about in the games. There's these four legends apparently that are part of the lore of the game, that this is going to focus around, and it's going to deal with, you know, more kind of magic and arcane and that kind of stuff, which, again, the Ghost of Tsushima itself doesn't really deal with, which is pretty cool. So there's that. Crisis Remastered is coming. We've talked about in the past on the PC, just to make sure that you still are going to have the can it run Crisis thing. The Crisis Remastered, if your PC can handle it, will run at 8K. So if you want some 8K Crisis, you'll now be able to get 8K Crisis.
One thing on that real quick. I heard like 6 or 8 or 10 months ago that 8K was available in Japan, but it wasn't available anywhere else. I don't even think you can buy an 8K display in the United States at this point, which is hilarious.
Yeah. I have not seen one. They may exist somewhere, but yeah, if your PC can do it, your screen probably can't. And so what does it matter? But again, that's a very crisis thing. Like, that's what crisis does. And so they would, of course, have a mode that you can not actually practically run it on any display that you have sitting around, but have it nonetheless. So there's that. And then one last thing I'll mention, we talked about Firewatch last week. A Firewatch movie is officially in the works and hopefully won't suck. I have really mixed feelings about the idea of a Firewatch movie just because I love the game so much. It in some ways just isn't in my head a game that makes sense as a movie, because it's honestly kind of a boring game that's only compelling from the kind of exploration side of it, right? Like, the fun of Firewatch is just getting to find stuff in the world, of getting to walk around and explore and that kind of stuff, which is obviously not what you get from a movie. And so maybe they pull it off, but I'm a little skeptical about it.
The writing we talked about is great, but it ain't that good.
Right.
I don't know that I want to see that either at all.
Yeah, again, it just, to me, it's something that's way too likely to ruin a movie that I really enjoy, as opposed to improving on or ruining a game I really enjoy, as opposed to improving on or making more interesting a story that otherwise maybe. Just better off left where it is. Some things we don't have to change, right? Like, some things, just leave it where it is. We don't always have to adapt things for other mediums. Some things just live on the medium that they're on. We don't need every comic book to become a video game or movie or whatever, and same here. So, sorry, little soapbox there that I'm done with now, but worth mentioning. And then super briefly, and then we'll do Warfire and Engage, and then Little Girl will come in. Releases for the week. Nothing super huge here. The Microsoft Flight Sim obviously is a big deal that you should go check out. There was one more that I had on my radar, and now I can't find it. So whatever. Lucky's whatever the platforming game. New Super Lucky's Tale, also on Game Pass. So if you want to play New Super Lucky's platforming, whatever fun stuff. And Battletoads, that's the one. Battletoads we mentioned earlier as well. Also on Game Pass. So all the good releases are on Game Pass this week. So go
much stuff to play. Holy cow.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So couple of things on Warfighter Engage. Talked to my buddy Ken this week, told him we are digging the accessibility controller. We're liking that a lot. He is looking forward to getting on the show with this guy that did most of the work. Really excited to meet that guy, really special dude. We still don't have a date for that yet, but he did tell me that they are on Twitter, and if you want to help them out, you guys need to go find them on Twitter. I actually had to Google it to go find them on Twitter. It is WF Engage on Twitter. So definitely go over there, check that out, WF Engaged on Twitter, and those guys are fantastic. If you want to see some of the other stuff that they built, that's a good place to do it, because they post that stuff on Twitter. We love those guys. They've done some great stuff for me, and we hope we're not quite done yet. So I really hope you go by there and just follow them. They need all the help they can get. If you got some money that you're looking to get rid of, they will take your money. They are a nonprofit, so they will definitely take your money. Other than that, you know where all of our stuff is, Facebook, Twitter, you know all of that. We got lots of good stuff going on the Facebook page. Lots of talk about the Microsoft Flight Sim, the Avengers game, and just random Jamie Jordan smashing going on, which, you know, I find vastly entertaining.
Yes.
Explain to me when I sounded like Fox News last week. I don't.
Yeah.
I didn't. I totally missed that. But here comes the little girl. So with all that being said, boys and girls, we are so glad you were here. Hey!
Hey!
What are you doing?
Good.
You doing good?
Mm-hmm.
What have you been up to?
I don't know.
You don't know what you've been up to?
Yeah.
Nothing exciting?
Mm-hmm.
Just hanging out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're 2 and a half like yesterday.
My birthday.
You had a half birthday?
It's my birthday.
Yeah. What did you do for your half birthday?
I put a tampon and blew it so we can eat it.
We had a cake because she blew out a candle on it so we could eat it, just if that wasn't clear.
I did not understand, but I heard that your daddy made the cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of cake is it?
Half birthday cake.
That's true. It is a half birthday cake.
Did we ever celebrate half birthdays, sir?
Yeah.
We did, you know.
I don't remember if we did.
I mean, I don't remember either because you wouldn't do it past like 2 and a half, 3 and a half, whatever. So,
I doubt feel it. Like it I feel like it might be a Genevieve original. I don't.
Definitely not.
We were really just looking for an excuse to make a cake.
Okay. Good to know. So how is 2 and a half different than 2?
Yeah.
It is different.
Mm-hmm.
How's it different?
This.
What are you different?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you talk more?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have more opinions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are your
opinions?
I don't know.
What's something you're passionate about?
I don't know.
Chewing on microphones?
Do you like Hamilton?
Yeah. And I didn't sing the words.
Yeah. Can you sing some Hamilton?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
All right. You need to sing it right here in the microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to toast.
You need to get closer. Okay, you got it?
Yeah.
I don't think you get any closer than that.
My name is Hamilton.
There's a million things I haven't done.
This is right.
Okay, that's like the most adorable thing ever. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we need to wrap the show. Are you ready to wrap the show, Genevieve?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how to do this?
Yeah.
What do you say?
I don't know.
You're going to have this down pretty soon.
This is late.
That's pretty good.
Okay, you ready? Your daddy's going to lead you. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Say, this is Gaming Uncensored. And we're out.
And we're out.
Would you like to submit a segment for the show? Send it to gamingandcensored@gmail.com. And don't worry, we'll play just about anything. Gaming Uncensored.